I apologise in advance to many of my children's generation who can only dream of the day I'm about to describe. Last month, and 25 years after I'd taken it out, I think I paid off my mortgage. We'll keep the horror of the substantial shortfall I had with the endowment policy for another time. It was a dismal experience, and it confirmed my own worst fears about modern banking. I received a brief, mass-produced letter confirming the date the mortgage was due to end, and which promised a follow-up letter with full details of the repayment process. No follow-up letter arrived. Then, a long telephone call, press 1 for new mortgage, 2 for insurance, etc., etc., followed by a conversation with an operative working off a script that had little relevance to my circumstances. Finally, a visit to the branch of the former building society, now a bank, with a cheque made out following the instructions I'd been given to the wrong payee, and eventually a promise to send it to the head office where it will probably be okay. Since then, not a word. That's why I think I've paid off my mortgage. Am I wrong in assuming that a generation ago I would have had an appointment with the building society manager, not unlike Captain Mannering in Dad's Army, who would have received my payment personally in his office and thanked me personally for my custom before congratulating me, shaking me by the hand and perhaps solemnly passing me the deeds to my house? That, in a nutshell, is where it's all gone wrong. And this company's hugely expensive adverts insist on television and elsewhere that their customers are their most important asset. If so, then I'm a banana.